Penguin Random House Audio presents Too Bad to Die by Francine Matthews. Read for you by Matthew Brenner. Prologue. May 22, 1917. The Too Bad Club. He learned about Moki the day the new boy arrived. May was utterly the wrong time of year for new boys, of course. There were only a few weeks left before the long vake, which meant there was probably something very wrong with this one. Some reason he'd been shifted to Durnford so late in the term, an infraction so unspeakable he'd been booted out on his 9-year-old arse from the last obscure refuge that had agreed to raise him. The new boy was bony and slight, a pale-faced number with springy tufts of brown hair all over his knobby skull. He had a sharp chin and wide cheekbones, and this combined with the tuftiness of his head suggested a young hawk, fresh from its shell. The boy's eyes were hawkish as well, winkingly bright, the colour of cold pond water. They studied Ian, as he stood ramrod straight and miserable, before the head's closed study door.
"Hiya, kid!"
"Crikey," Ian thought. "A Yank."
"Are you up for a beating, too?"
The boy slouched over, hands shoved in his pockets.
"What does he use? Cane or slipper?"
"Depends.
On how bad you are?"
Ian nodded warily. He had no time for Yanks who appeared without explanation in late May. His heart was racing, as it always did when he faced Tom Pellet's door, awaiting his turn, the methodical swack of a plimsoll on a padded bottom, filtering thickly.